This is the Sakar Moli of 30th of May 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are now sitting in God's land in order to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. This is the company of the truth, where you become the most elevated human beings. Question. How is it that you children are more elevated and not less than the Father? Answer. Baba says, children, I do not become the master of the world. As well as making you into the masters of the world, I also make you into the masters of Brahmand. I, the highest on high Father, salute you, children. This is why you are even more elevated than I am. I salute you, masters. You then salute the Father who makes you this. Om Shanti. Baba says, Namaste to you sweetest spiritual children. You don't even respond and say, Baba, Namaste. You children know that Baba makes you into the masters of Brahmand, as well as the masters of the world. The Father simply becomes the master of Brahmand. He doesn't become the master of the world. He makes you children into the masters of both Brahmand and the world. So tell me, who is greater? You children are greater. Therefore you children say, Namaste. Baba, only you make us into the masters of Brahmand and the world. This is why we say Namaste to you. Muslims say salutations to Allah. It is you children with faith who have happiness. Anyone who doesn't have this faith wouldn't even come here. Those who come here know that they are not coming to a human guru. They are not coming to a human father, human teacher, or human guru. You come to the spiritual father, the spiritual teacher, and the spiritual satguru. There are innumerable human beings, whereas that one is only one. Previously, no one had his introduction. It is mentioned in the scriptures of the path of devotion that no one knows the creator or creation. Because they don't know him, they are called orphans. Those who are well educated can understand that the Father of all souls is only the one incorporeal one. He comes and becomes our Father and also our teacher and Satguru. Sri Krishna's name is glorified in the Gita. The Gita is the jewel of all the scriptures. It is the mother of all the scriptures. It is the most elevated scripture. Only the Gita is considered to be the mother and father. None of the other scriptures would be called the mother and father. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita has been remembered as the mother. It was this knowledge of the Gita that emerged from the lotus lips of God. The Father is the highest on high. Therefore, it is certain that the Gita, spoken by the highest on high, is the Creator. All other scriptures are its leaves, its creation. An inheritance is never received from a creation. If you do receive it, it would only be for a temporary period. There are so many other scriptures that human beings teach to human beings. By studying them, they only receive temporary happiness for one birth. All the various studies are taught to human beings by human beings for a temporary period. They only receive temporary happiness. Then in the next birth, they have to take up another study. Here there is only the one incorporeal Father, from whom you receive the inheritance for 21 births. No human being could give you this. They make you worth not a penny, whereas the Father makes you worth a pound. The Father now sits here and explains to you children. You are all the children of God. Because they call him omnipresent, they don't understand the meaning of anything. If the Supreme Soul were in everyone, it would be a fatherhood. If everyone were the Father, how could you receive the inheritance? Whose sorrow would be removed and by whom? Only the Father is called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. There is no meaning in calling everyone the Father. The Father sits here and explains that this is the kingdom of Ravan. This too is fixed in the drama. Therefore it is clearly shown in the pictures. It is in the intellects of you children that you are at the most auspicious confluence age. The Father has come to make you into the most elevated human beings. Just as you would receive a status by studying to become a barrister or a doctor, so you also understand what you will become by studying this study. You are sitting here in the company of the truth, through which you will go to a land of happiness. There are two lands of truth. One is the land of happiness, and the other is that land of peace. This is God's home. The Father is the Creator. Those who become wise by studying with the Father have a duty to do service. The Father says, "You have now become clever by understanding everything. Therefore go to the temples of Shiva and explain to them. Ask them, why do you offer various fruits, flowers, butter, ghee, ak flowers and roses to Shiva? They do not offer ak flowers at Krishna's temple. There they offer very good fragrant flowers. At the temple to Shiva, they only offer ak flowers or roses. However, none of them know the meaning of that. The Father is now teaching you children. It is not a human being who is teaching you. In the rest of the world, human beings teach human beings, whereas here God teaches you. No human being can ever be called God. Even Lakshmi and Narayan cannot be called God. They are called deities. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are also called deities. Only the one Father is God. He is the Father of all souls. Everyone calls out, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. His real name is Shiva. And you children are called saligrams. When pundits create a sacrificial fire, they make a very large Shivalingam and many small saligrams. Souls are called saligrams, and the Supreme Soul is called Shiva. He is the Father of all, and we are all brothers. People even speak of brotherhood. We are children of the Father, we are brothers. So then, how did we become brothers and sisters? You people are created through the mouth of Prajapita Brahma. You are Brahmins. You are the children of Prajapita Brahma. This is why you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Acha, who created Brahma? God. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are part of creation. the subtle region is also a creation. You children have emerged through the lotus lips of Brahma. You are called Brahmins. You are adopted, mouth-born children. How does Prajapita Brahma create children? He definitely has to adopt them, just as the followers of gurus are adopted. They are called disciples. Prajapita Brahma is the father of the whole world. He is also called the great-great-grandfather. Brahma, the father of people, is needed here. There is a Brahma in the subtle region too. Although the names of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are remembered as being in the subtle region, there are no people in the subtle region. Who is Prajapita Brahma? The father sits here and explains all of these things. Brahmin priests also call themselves the children of Brahma. Where is Brahma now? You say that he is sitting here, whereas they say that he existed in the past. Those Brahmins call themselves worshippers. You are now Brahmins in a practical way. All of you children of Prajapita Brahma are brothers and sisters of one another. Shiv Baba adopted Brahma. He says, I enter this old body and teach you Raja Yoga. To change humans into deities is not the task of a human being. Only the Father is called the Creator. The people of Bharat know that Shiva's birthday is celebrated. Shiva is the Father. People do not know who gave this kingdom to the deities. The Creator of Heaven is the Supreme Soul, the one who is also called the Purifier. You souls are originally pure, and you then go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. Everyone in the Iron Age is now Tamo Pradhan, whereas everyone in the Golden Age is Sato Pradhan. The kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan started 5,000 years ago, and the dynasty of deities lasted for 2,500 years. Their children also ruled that kingdom. There were Lakshmi and Narayan the first, the second, etc. People do not know anything about these matters. Everyone is now Tamo Pradhan and impure. Here not a single human being can be pure. Everyone calls out, O Purifier, come. Therefore this world is impure. This is called Iron Age Hell. The new world is called Heaven, the pure world. How then do you become impure? No one knows this. There isn't a single human being in Bharat who knows about his 84 births. People take the maximum of 84 births and the minimum of one birth. Bharat is considered to be an imperishable land because this is the land where Shiv Baba incarnates. The land of Bharat can never be destroyed, whereas all other lands will be destroyed. The original eternal deity religion has now disappeared. No one here would call himself a deity because deities were pure and Sato Pradhan. They have all now become impure worshippers. The Father sits here and explains all of this. God speaks. God is the Father of all, and he only comes once in Bharat. When does he come? at this most elevated confluence age. It is only this confluence age that is called the most elevated age. This is the confluence age, the time when the Iron Age changes into the Golden Age, from impure to pure. Impure human beings live in the Iron Age, whereas pure deities live in the Golden Age. This is why this age is called the most elevated confluence age, when the Father comes and changes you from impure to pure. You have come here to change from ordinary humans into deities, the most elevated beings. Human beings do not even know that we souls live in the land of Nirvana. We come here from there in order to play our parts. The duration of this play is 5,000 years. We have to play our parts in this unlimited play. All human beings are actors. This cycle of the drama continues to turn. It can never stop. First of all, the deities come to play their parts in the Golden Age. Then there are the warriors of the Silver Age. This play has to be understood. This world is now a forest of thorns. All human beings are unhappy. After this Iron Age, the Golden Age will come. There are so many human beings in the Iron Age. How many would there be in the Golden Age? Very few. There would only be the original and eternal Sun Dynasty deities. This old world now has to be transformed. From this world of ordinary human beings, it will change into that world of deities. There used to be the original, eternal deity religion, but no one would call himself a deity now. They have forgotten their own religion. Only the people of Bharat have forgotten their own religion. Because they live in Hindustan, they call their religion Hindu. Deities are pure, whereas Hindus are impure. This is why they cannot call themselves deities. They continue to worship deities. They call themselves sinful and degraded. The Father explains, "You were worthy of being worshipped, but you have now become impure worshippers." The meaning of Hamso has also been explained to you. They say that each soul is the Supreme Soul. They have interpreted that wrongly. Bodies are false and Maya is false. You would not say this in the Golden Age. The Father creates a land of truth, and then Ravan comes and makes it into a land of falsehood. The Father now comes and explains all of this to you. What is a soul and what is the Supreme Soul? No one knows this. The Father says, "You souls are points of light. Each one's part of 84 births is fixed. No one knows what we souls are like. They only know that so-and-so is a barrister or such-and-such, but no one knows anything of souls. Only when the Father comes does he give you recognition. Your eternal parts of 84 births are recorded in you souls. Your parts can never be destroyed. This Bharat used to be a garden of flowers where there was nothing but happiness. Now there is nothing but sorrow. That Father now gives us this knowledge. You children are now listening to new things from the Father. The newest thing is that you have to change from ordinary humans into deities. You know that it isn't a human being who is teaching you this study to change from a human being into a deity. It is God who teaches this study. To call God omnipresent means to insult him. The Father now explains, I make Bharat into heaven every 5,000 years. Ravan comes and makes it into hell. No one in the world knows these things. Only the Father comes and changes you from ordinary humans into deities. It has been remembered that God washes the dirty clothes. There is no vice. That world is completely viceless. Now the world is vicious. People call out, O purifier, come. Ravan has made us impure. However, they do not know when Ravan came or what happened. Ravan has made you so poverty-stricken. 5,000 years ago, Bharat became so wealthy. There were palaces of gold, studded with diamonds and jewels. There was so much wealth. Look at the state it is now in. No one but the Father can make Bharat the crown, the highest land. You now say that Shiv Baba is making Bharat into heaven. The Father says, Death is now standing ahead of you. You are all in the stage of retirement. You now have to return home. Therefore, consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone so that your sins can be burnt away. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. We are Brahmins, the mouth-born children of Brahma. God himself is teaching us this study in order to change us from ordinary humans into deities. Stay in this intoxication and happiness. It is at this most auspicious confluence age that you have to make effort to become the most elevated human beings. 2. It is now our stage of retirement. Death is standing ahead of us. We have to return home. This is why we have to burn away all our sins by staying in remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you attain the limitless treasure of fortune with the key of this knowledge and become full of all treasures. At the confluence age, all of you children receive the key of this knowledge with which you create your fortune. Use this key and take as many treasures of fortune as you want. As soon as you take this key, you become filled with all treasures. To the extent that you become full of all treasures, you accordingly have that much happiness automatically. You will experience it to be as though a waterfall of happiness is eternally and unceasingly flowing. You will appear to be full of all treasures, with no lack of any type of attainment. Slogan: Keep a good connection with the Father, and you will continue to receive a current of all powers. Avyakt signal: Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. To the extent you have purity, so you accordingly have the personality of Brahmin life. If there is less purity, then that personality too is less. This personality of purity easily makes service successful. However, if there is even the slightest trace of one of the vices, then its companions will definitely join in. Just as purity is deeply connected to peace and happiness, so impurity is deeply connected to all five vices. When not even the slightest trace of vice remains within you, it would be said that you serve others with your personality of purity. Om Shanti.